Begin the current daven, Sechtes Menachas Dav Lamed Beis. Begin on the bottom of Lamed Al Lamed Beis, the second line up in the bottom of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, which is discussed in the laws of Safris, of Stam, of Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzahs. Specifically, Reb Chelbi had said, he saw Reb Huna, that he would wrap the Parashias going from the last word Echad Tol Shema, and additionally, he made his Parashias Setumais. He made in the Mezuzah that it was a closed Parasha. So on that halacha, the Gemara says Meisvi. The Gemara asks on Rav Huna from the following price. Amr Shimon Lazi says, Remeir HaYukaisver, Remeir would write his mezuzahs, al duch sustus, which that is the hide of the animal is split into two, and the outer layer is what's used for cloth, for parchment, for Sefer Torah. The inner one is called duch sustus, and he would write the mezuzah on that part of the animal's hide, and he would write it kamin daf, like our column is in the Sefer Torah, which is very long and narrow, unlike how it's written in Tefillin. And as we continue, top of Lamed Beis and Aleph, Va'itzer Revach Mel Malav Revach Mel Mata. And in the parashas of the mezuzah, he would make a space on the top, a margin on the top, and he would make a space on the bottom. And Va'itzer Parashas Pesuches, he would make the parashas open, not closed. Now, Amarti Loi, so says Rabbi Shimon Elazar, I said to a mayor that, Rabbi, Matam, what's the reason that you're making them open? In the Torah, they're closed. I mean, that space that's after Vishcharecha is closed with other words, and that there's a space in the middle of the line. But it's not open, which is to start on the next line. It's closed, rather. It's like, it looks like it's contiguous, because although there's a small space, it starts more words on the same line. So why are you making the parishes in the mezuzah open if those same parishes in the Torah are closed? So Amali said to me, Hoyl ve'ein simuches min ha-Torah, these two parishes that we put in the mezuzah, Shema v'Mishmaya, they're not near each other in the Torah. One's written Parshas Vaschanan, and one's written Parshas Ekev. So that's why we make them open, because they're not connected. In the Torah, the next Parsha after that is connected, and therefore it's closed. Here they're not connected, and therefore I make them open. Now, on this Braisa of Amar Chanan Amar Rav, he says, Halacha is Kareb Shimon ben Elazar, who, like we just said, his opinion. My love, Apsuchas, isn't it going on the Halacha that he said, when Rav says Halacha like him, and the fact that the Parshas are made Pesuchas, which is not like the teaching of Rav Huna, who's Rav's student, that said in the previous daf that we go ahead and we make it closed, like we see that he made it closed. But isn't halacha like his Rebbe Rav said that halacha is like b'shem elazer that you make it open? Says Gemara, Allah, no. Rav, when he was saying halacha is like b'shem elazer, was not going on the halacha of that he said that you make it open. It was going on the other halacha that he taught a revach on the space, that there should be space on the top of mezuzah and on the bottom, but not regarding the halacha that he said to make it open, but rather the way Rav Huna had done, which was to make it closed. Now, once we introduce that halacha, says Gemara v'kama revach, and how much space should be left, open margin on the top and the bottom of the mezuzah. So, Amar Rav Menashe bar Yaakov, Amar Lan, some say Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yaakov, kimalei atva de sifri, like a clothespin, like a piece of wood that's split, which is could hold on to the pages of a book, of pages, so that they don't double over to hold it like that. That's how much space, as the size of that clothespin, which is like a piece of wood split, which is then one could put the paper between that and hold it. That's how much space has to be on the top and the bottom of the mezuzah. Now, moreover, Amalei Abayla, Rabbi Yisiv, he says, "V'at le'tizper," and you don't think the chi amar Rav arevach, that when Rav had said halacha zegem shem elazar, as we answered in the Gemara, that it was only going on the space and not on the fact that we make it open, because there actually does not hold like that, but rather like Rav Huna had said that we make it closed. But v'harav islam and haga, Rav holds that the halacha follows that as the custom is, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain. V'idna no galam b'stumais, and now the custom in the world is to make it closed. Obviously, if Rav holds halacha is like the minig, and the minig is to make it closed, obviously he wouldn't say halacha is like b'shem and laws in regards to making it open, because the minig is to make it closed, which is like Rav Huna. And how do I know that the Rav follows the minig? The Amar Rabba Amar Rav Kana Amar Rav. The Rav had said, "Im yavi Eliyahu v'yomer." If Eliyahu would come, and he's the one who resolves all the difficulties, as the famous acronym Tekui stands for Tishbu, that he's going to come and he's going to answer all the questions. And v'yomer is going to tell us chalitza b'minol, that the process, the procedure of chalitza, which is when a man dies without any children, that his brother, if he doesn't want to do yidibum to marry his widowed wife that has no children, that he has to do chalitza, where she takes off his shoe and there is a spinning procedure. That if he would tell us that chalitza could be done with a shoe, shamanly we would listen to him. But if you tell us ein chalitza misandal, but that a sandal is not valid to do chalitza with, ein shemen levi, we wouldn't listen to him. Why? Shekvar nagu am besandal, because the custom of the people is ready to use a sandal, and Allah is like the minig. Now, Rav Yisrael Amrav Kahanam Rabbi says a different version. It says, Yovel Yovel Yoimer, ein chalitza biminal. Fel Yonavi would come and tell us that chalitza is not done with a shoe, shemen levi, we would listen to him. But again, as the second part, ein chalitza besandal, if he tells you cannot do chalitza with a sandal, ein shemeli, we wouldn't listen to him, shekvar nagu on besandal, because the custom of the people is ready to use a sandal. Vamrina, we said, my benai, what's the difference between these two different versions of Rav? Min alikatchilik benai, the difference between them is initially, today's times, would it be valid to go ahead and use a shoe, according to the one who said the first version, that if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and tell us that you do chalitza with a shoe, we would listen to him. Sounds like, but right now, initially, we don't do. Until Eliyahu HaNavi would come and tell us that you do. Whereas the second version that said, if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and tell us that you don't do chalitza with the shoe, we would listen to him. The inference is, but up until Eliyahu HaNavi tells us otherwise, that now initially we do go ahead and use a shoe. But one thing is, that we see that Rav follows the minig. Alav, Shabamina, Arevach, obviously then when he said, Allah is like a Pshim Elazar, meant on the space of the mezuzah, how much space you need, empty space on top of the bottom, and not regarding the halacha about making it open, because the minig is to do it closed, and he said the halacha is like regarding that the minig, Shema Minah, so obviously it's like we answered in the Gemara that it's only going on the Revach, and therefore it's not a difficulty on Rav Huna, who would make his parishes and mezuzah closed. Now, however, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, he says, Mitzvah lasais and satumais. The mitzvah is to go ahead, as Rav Huna has said, and as we prove it, Rav, is to go ahead and make it closed. But if it's made, if the parish is made open, then that's okay too. And my pesuch is to come to Reb Shimon Elazar, and therefore he could even go with the whole halach of Reb Shimon Elazar. Because what did Reb Shimon Elazar mean to say when he says that we make the mezuzahs open? He meant ah pesuch is also open, and therefore that's resolving both halachas together, that you could have both, that yes, it should be closed, like the minig olam, but Reb Shimon Elazar, when he was saying it, you make it open, is even if it's open. The Gemara says that let's say the following brisa supports of Nachman Yitzchak and this idea that he's saying that although that Remeir is saying and that was testified by Reb Shimon Elazar that you make the parshas psuchas, that he said that no, af psuchas, but yes, the mitzvah liketchil is actually satumois, that one should actually go ahead and make it closed even according to Remeir. He's just saying that it could even be made open. How do you know this? Because the Brisa says, Kayetze, by simile, regarding this idea that one cannot demote a higher sanctity to something of usage of a lower sanctity. Save a Torah Shabbalah, but Tefillin Shabbalah. If a Torah scroll got worn out or a Tefillin got worn out, it can't be used anymore for a Save a Torah or Tefillin. Says the Brisa, Ein Oisem en Mezuzah. You cannot take those parashias and use it for a Mezuzah, which has some of those same parashias that's in the Tefillin or Save a Torah. And why not? Because you cannot demote a higher sanctity to usage of a lower sanctity. And now tefillin have a higher sanctity in the mezuzah because it has dalad parashas, four different parashas, and the mezuzah only has two of those parashas. Now, but the inference of the brisa is, hamaridin, but if we'd be able to downgrade a sanctity, then nisan, you would be able to make those parchments, those parashas, and use it from the Sefer Torah to mezuzah. And that the question is, am I? But why is that? Hachol b'hibah the Sefer Torah, as we pointed out earlier, satumois. The parashias that are in the mezuzah are closed, yet v'hachol psuchis. Over here, by the mezuzah, they're open. Like we had quoted before, Remeir's statement was that parashias are psuchis. So how could you use it from the Sefer Torah? Rather, obviously, it's like Rav Nachman Yitzchak that no, mezuzah is also made satumos. It just could even be made psuchas. But satumos is not a problem. That's even the mitzvah liketchil to go ahead and use it with satumos. So that supports Rav Nachman Yitzchak's interpretation of Rav Shimon Elazar's opinion. Says Igmar, no. Dilma may be this, that we're making the inference. If you'd be able to be married mekadusha, that then the person would be able to go ahead and make those parashas for mezuzah, it's not to make the entirety of the mezuzah from the Sefer Torah. Because the truth is, maybe it's not like Rav Nachman Yitzchak. And that Rav Shimon Elazar says that the parashas of the mezuzah have to be open. But if, let's say, in the mezuzah you're missing one line, if not for the fact of Ein Meiridin, then we would take one line from the Sefer Torah and we would stitch it into the mezuzah, lahashlim, to go ahead and supplement, but maybe it would still be pesuches, and that it would not be able to be satumais. It's just saying about taking one line, and there is no writer of Nachman Yitzchak. But now that we introduced this brisa, which we thought would be a support for Nachman Yitzchak, now the Gemara asks other questions on this halacha, the brisa. The brisa just said, because you cannot be married mekedusha, chamur lekedusha kala. But again, Hamarid and Eisen. But we said, but if let's say you're allowed to be married the Kedusha, then you'd be able to take the parchments from the Sefer Torah, the Tefillin, and use it for mezuzah. On that, as the Gemara Batan, we learn the Braisa Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, it's Halacha that received tradition from Moshe that received by Har Sinai. That Tefillin ala Klaf, as we mentioned before, there's two parts to the height of the amulet, that's split into two, the outer part and the inner part. The outer part is what's used at klaf, like the word klipa, it's the outer part, which is the parchment. Tefillin is written on klaf. And mezuzah al duchsustus, and mezuzah is written on the inner one. Duchsustus, that, and which part of these parts of the hide? Klaf, when we write tefillin on the parchment, which is the outer part of the skin, you write it in b'mokum basur, in the place where the flesh is, meaning in the inner part, the part that's facing the animal's muscles, and not the part that's facing the outer part, which is the here. The chsustus, which is the inner hide, b'mokum sar, you actually write the mezuzah on the outer part of that inner part, which is towards the here, which is the outer part. But one thing is that we see that tefillin, you cannot make it into the mezuzah, because tefillin is written on the cloth, and we say mezuzah has to be written on the chsustus. Says the Gemara, that's not a problem, the mitzvah. Mitzvah of tefillin is to write on the cloth, and mezuzah on the chsustus. But if, let's say, it's changed, there's no problem, and therefore, if we would be able to be meridin, we actually would be allowed to take those parashas from the tefillin and use it with the mezuzah. On that is the Gemara, but Vatanya Shina Pasul, and the Braisa says, no, if you deviate, it's going to be invalid. Says the Gemara, that's b'tefillin. That was talked about by the parashas of the tefillin, where if you write tefillin on the chsustus, it's going to be possible, but mezuzah to be written on cloth is okay, and therefore we would still be able to use the parashas from the tefillin for the mezuzah. But that is the Gemara of the Tanya in the Braisa. It says, Shina be mezeh, be mezeh pasul. If you change in either one, and which sounds like either tefillin or mezuzah, that it's going to be pasul, and that you cannot have the mezuzah written on cloth. It says the Gemara, no, either be tefillin. When it says either one, it means either one in tefillin is going to be pasul when you change it. What do you mean either one? Because v'hadich savinu aklaf b'mokam sar, one of the either ones is saying that if, let's say, you write it on cloth, as you're supposed to, but instead of writing on the inner part, you write it on the outer part, that's going to be invalid. V'ha, and the second reference of saying that's going to be possible by tefillin, as we continue to tell base, is dech savinu adech sostus b'mokam basas, is if it's written on the inner hide, even in the appropriate place of where tefillin is supposed to be, regarding the inner part, but since it's on dech sostus, not cloth, it's going to be possible. But again, regarding mezuzah, it will be kosher if it's written on cloth, and therefore it's not a problem if we were meridin, we'd be able to use it. Or viva, you say, more if you want, you could say that, no, you're right, shina bezeh bezeh, when it refers to changing either one, it was referring to tefillin and mezuzah as a problem, but tanoim, it's a machlokes tanoim, and therefore we're going like other tanoim, although this previous braisa was saying that it actually would be possible. Because the Tanakh in the Braisa, Shina Bezeh Bezeh Pasul. The Tanakh says, yes, if you would change either one, be Pasul, and therefore, even without Meridin, you wouldn't be able to use it for Mezuzah because they're written on different types of hides. Whereas Reb Acha, Machshe Mishim Reb Achoi B'Reb Chanina, Varmila, and something Mishmei D'Reb Yaakov is the Girsa B'Reb Chanina, that he says it's valid, and therefore it's according to him that the previous Braisa was saying that if there would be no problem about Meridin, you'd be able to use the parashas of Tefillin for Mezuzah. But the Gemara continues asking on this concept that we're inferring. HaMeridin Eisen, is that really so? But if you'd be able to demote the Kedusha Chamura of Sefer Torah and Tefillin, you'd be able to use it for the parasha of Mezuzah? But V'Boyi Sirtu, as the Gemara is going to explain later on, Mezuzah needs to have the lines carved out, which is what the writing of the Mezuzah is written on, and by Tefillin we never find anywhere that requires Sirtu. The Amr of Menyumi Bar Chilkim Rav Cham Bagur Yom Rav says, Kol mezuzah she'in mesutet, is psula. Any mezuzah that goes on the doorpost that doesn't have the carved out lines to write on, it's invalid. And Rav Menyumi Bar Chilkim Didei Amr, he himself says, not in the name of Rav Cham Bagur Yom Rav, he says, Sirtut shel mezuzah alocha mesh mesinai. So how can you use from tefillin, which doesn't have sirtut from mezuzah, which requires sirtut, even possibly halocha mesh mesinai? Says the Gemara Tanoi, it's a machlokes tanoim. And you're right, that Braisa would be going not like this statement. The time I learned the Braisa, Rabbi Yirmi Amim Shem Rabbeinu, he said the name of our teacher, the Tefillin and Mezuzah Nechtav Shalom Nechtav. First of all, when one, a scribe, is writing Tefillin and Mezuzah, he doesn't have to write it when he's copying over from other writing that's in front of him. And the Ein Tzrich HaSirtut does not require Sirtut. So it's according to that opinion that the previous Braisa was going, that yes, if you'd be able to be married Mekedusha, you'd be able to use it, even though Tefillin doesn't have Sirtut, because Mezuzah, according to that opinion also, like we find over here, Rabbi Yirmiya, that does not require Sirtut. But says the Gemara, Behilchas Halacha is, Tefillin loy by Sirtut, Tefillin do not require to be, to be for the lines to be carved out. Umezuzah by sirtut by mezuzah does require sirtut, and ve'idi nechlav v'shleim nechsav. And both of them, when the scribe is writing them, does not have to write it when he's copying over like a sefer Torah. He has to be looking at another one when he's writing it over. Tefillin mezuzah does not require. My time. What's the reason? Because migros grisin. Because those words that are written in the parashas of the tefillin and in the mezuzah are very fluent by every single person, and therefore the scribe's not going to make an error, and therefore he doesn't have to copy it over when he's looking in a different scroll when he's writing new tefillin and mezuzah. Continuing on these halachas of stam of sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah, Zom Rav Chelboi, he says, "Ano chazita l'Rav Huna, I saw Rav Huna," similar to the statement that was said in the previous daf. What was started this daf's conversation with seeing Rav Huna, that he was going to sit down on a bed that had a Torah scroll on it. What he did was, so he took a jug and he turned it upside down on the ground, and he put the scroll on that jug, because the Sefer Torah was on the bed and he wanted to sit on the bed. And only when he had placed the Sefer Torah on the jug, not on the bed, did he then sit down on the bed. Says the Gemara, because he holds it's forbidden to sit on the bed where there's a Torah scroll laying on it. Upliga the Rabbi Bukhana, which disagrees and disputes Rabbi Bukhana. Dam Rabbi Bukhana Rabbi Yechanan, and he said, Muta Leisha Vagabi Mita, says you're allowed to sit down on the bed, where there's a Torah scroll that's laying down in it. Now, if a person's going to whisper you to say, what do you mean, Maisi Rabbi Lezim, what's the story with Rabbi Lazar, where he was sitting on the bed, and he recalled that there's a Sefer Torah laying on the bed, and he rolled off and he sat on the floor, and it was compared to him because of his great pain, like as if a snake bit him, because he was so pained that he sat on the bed that a Sefer Torah was on. On that says Rabbi Baba Chana, he says, no, that's not what happened. Hasim Sefer Torah Gabi Karkahaba. There, the Torah scroll was on the floor and was thrown down. That was really disgraceful. That's why he was in pain. But on the same bed, he says, not like the previous statement that was said from Rav Huna, that if a Torah scroll is on the bed, he held that it's still permitted for a person to sit on the bed. Now, Amar Yehuda Meshmul, he says, Kesavi Igeris, if someone writes a mezuzah, like a letter, which is without sirtut, and he's not careful with making sure that there's no words missing or extra words that they're supposed to be, and rather he writes like just like a letter, so it's going to be invalid. My time, what's the reason? Because Asik, Sivik, Sivik, Misafer, we learn that our Xeris Shava, where it says by mezuzah, uchsavtem al mezuzah, you should write it on the doorpost, and it says by get, it says, v'chosav la sefer krisis, or by Yeshua with Amalek, it says, k'sav zay zikarim b'sefer, where we find that the writing, it says in those contexts, of the word sefer, which is just like a sefer, requires precision. So to mezuzah, where it says ksiva, it also is like by sefer that requires precision, and therefore cannot be just written in a way like the way one writes a letter. It has to be written to make sure that the words that are supposed to be missing or the extra letters are supposed to be there, and that it has to be with sirtut. Another teaching on this topic, Vam Rav Yehuda Meshmul, he says, Talah, if someone hangs the mezuzah by the entryway, B'makal on a stick, instead of actually attaching it and affixing it to the doorpost, Pesula, it's going to be invalid. My time, what's the reason? Because Bishor Recha Be'inan says you should write and put it on in the doorpost. It says in your gates, which tells us it has to be in there and not just hanging near there. It has to actually be affixed into the doorpost itself. Tanem Hoch is similar in the Braisa, Tlo B'makal, if it's hanging on a stick, right by the doorpost, or if it's behind the door, where it's on the wall that's behind the door, so it's not on the doorpost, but rather it's on the wall behind the door. So sakana, in these two situations, there's a danger because of the demons and the damaging spiritual elements in the world, because the house is not protected until you actually go ahead and fix and attach the mezuzah in the door frame itself, according to the halacha. And here, when it's hanging over there, where it's not affixed, or when it's affixed, but it's behind the door, but not in the doorpost, there's a danger, ve'im b'mitzvah, and there's no fulfillment of the mitzvah. Now, shalbeis munbaz hamelech, now from the household of King Munbaz, hayaisen befundu kasein kain, they actually would do this when they went to their lodgings in the inn. which is a place like a motel where people will stay on the road, where there's actually no obligation of putting up a mezuzah because it's not a permanent residence. As the Braisa teaches later on, Perkat Techeles, that if someone is dwelling in the inn in Eretz Yisrael for 30 days, he's exempt from the mezuzah. Now, the house of the Munbaz HaMelech, when they would be traveling on the road, they would carry mezuzahs with them, and they would hang it when they would be by their inn on a stick until the morning time, as a zechel mezuzah, as a recalling the mitzvah of mezuzah, because they really never had permanent residence. They were always traveling from one city to another, going throughout the kingdom. So as a way of remembering that, they were hanging from a stick. But again, the primary halacha cannot be fulfilled if one actually has a chiyuv, an obligation of mezuzah, to hang it from a stick. Another teaching from Amram Yehuda Meshmul says, mitzvah lahanicha b'tei chaloli shel Pesach. There's a mitzvah to put the mezuzah in the door space, in the ear space of the entryway, meaning, and not on the, it has to be on the side of the doorpost and the inside, and not on the front of the doorpost, facing outward. Says Gemara Peshitta, obviously, b'sharecha Amar Rachman, that says you should put it in your gates, which sounds like in the place where the gates close, which is inside the airspace of the door frame and not out in front on the door frame. Says Gemara, no, sulke d'etachamina, you would think that I should say, since Rava says mitzvah lanicha, there's a mitzvah to place the mezuzah as a ketan tabal lam gimel of an alf. But tefach hasamach l'shus rabim, in the tefach, which a hand's breadth, in the area which is closest to the public domain, which, because when the person is coming to the house, the first thing he should encounter is a mitzvah. So if let's say the door frame is a width of 4 or 5 tefachim, for example, if let's say it's made out of bricks, and that's the door frame is that itself, that you should put into the ear space of a tefach of that door frame, which is closest to the Rosh Hashanah, like the Gemara says later on, so when the person is encountering, he encounters the mitzvah the first thing when he comes into the ear space. So you would think, kama de merachik, as far as it could be from the house, the more the mali, it's going to be even better, and therefore you should place it even further out on the outside of the door frame, not even on the inside. Kamash malon, that's why I have to tell you that no, it's a mitzvah to put in the chalal of the Pesach. So though they have the more to be out of that doorframe towards the Rosh Hashanah, better, but it's still going to be in the chalal. It can't be on the outside, because we would have thought that you would, because like we see, the further out, the better. But Bisharecha tells us that it's got to be in the place of where the gates themselves close, which is not on the outside, but rather somewhere on the inside. But again, like Rabat said, but as much as possible towards the outside, the better, so that when one is walking in, the first thing he encounters is the mezuzah.